Islamic scholars are denouncing Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Hundreds of people are helping with a new Bible recording. And we'll also tell you about one group who's packing hope in a box. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Al-Shabaab is known as a Muslim militant group fighting for the soul of Somalia. Somali Islamic scholars have had enough. At a recent government-sponsored conference, they denounced Al-Shabaab in a fatwa. Todd Nuttleton is Voice of the Martyr spokesman.
Basically said they're not following Islam properly. What they do is not a true representation of Islam. People should not help them. People should not support them.
But does this edict have any teeth? Not as far as Christians are concerned.
Our Christian brothers and sisters are going to be under fire in Somalia regardless of who's in charge. I mean, the government is an Islamic government. In the scheme of things, are probably less violent and less of a threat than Al-Shabaab is.
The first action point is prayer.
For most of us, that's all we can do. We're not going to go to Somalia. We're not going to try to go talk to somebody about the gospel. But all of us can pray.
Want some other action points? Check out the links at our website. Next, two of the prisoners released from Iran's notorious Evin prison are Christ followers. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
We want to thank God that these two women, these two believers, are released. That is wonderful news to receive.
But there's still a desperate need for prayer.
We certainly prayed, but it didn't happen that two of the key ones were let go. So we need to just keep praying for them.
Doyle says officials view U.S. Pastor Saeed Abedini and Pastor Farshid Fathi as prized possessions. Pray for their release.
Pastor Saeed and Pastor Fathi had quite a network, and that's what they're trying to do, is break up any kind of network and the influence.
Find updates on E3's 838 Facebook page. We'll connect you at our website.
If believers will get connected, they'll be a little bit more informed on their prayers, and that would really be helpful.
This is Mission Network News. Hundreds of people were used to record a new digital Bible. Faith Comes By Hearing recently introduced a new system called Virtual Recording, which allows anyone with a computer, microphone, and internet connection to help record it. Yesterday, FCBH announced the first full New Testament, the World English Bible, is done. 500 people auditioned for it. More translations in other languages are underway. More than 3,000 people have submitted auditions for that. You can, too, through a link at our website. Meanwhile, how long would it take you to fold and pack 42,000 pounds of clothing? Well, if you took part in the Global Aid Network's packing event, you'd split that task with a few thousand other people. Gain USA's Phil Liller.
They'll pack the various types of aid that we send around the world, anything from blankets for the refugee camps to food. We're also packing up heirloom vegetable seeds.
Liller says the upcoming packing event is critical to their work.
We can do the shipping part of it once it's packed up, but packing up the aid, sorting it out, we certainly need their help.
The fall packing event, held this year from October 22nd through the 26th, is at their warehouse in Pennsylvania. Volunteers often pray over the packed supplies. Why?
I think we have a proven model that not only fulfills the great commandment to love your neighbor and provide them the food and the blankets and the clothing that they need, but also the great commission to go and make disciples of all nations.
And Biblica has been part of the Bible app world from practically the beginning. The NIV translation is one of the more popular versions out of the more than 600 available on YouVersion's app. It used to only be available while you're connected to the internet. Well, now you can download it straight to your mobile device for free. Biblica wants to reach as many as 5 billion people with God's Word, and you can support their work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. $48 can make a huge difference. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling's effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. It takes a look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.